I said, if you're a wife, you're not a concubine. If you're a concubine, you're not a wife. That means you're a mistress. You're a kept woman, not a legal wife. And I can go through that and through that and through that and through that. You can't get facts. One place you got the devil numbering Israel, and the other place it said God numbered Israel.
See, why do you tell me this? I don't need to tell you that, because some of you won't think, it wouldn't bother you one way or the other. But your children are going to think, and the young people you influence are going to think, and when you hold up that black book, they're going to ask you some questions, and you better have some good answers. But there's one thing you cannot deny when they come up. Say, I can tell you, I can show you a man that showed me all things that I had ever done, that knew nothing about me but told me the thoughts of my mind. I can show you that God is still working in the church, that God is still healing the sick, that God is still ministering to the needs of man. That they can't deny. Come in, they see crippled like that woman that we saw with her hands. I mean, bent like that. And her leg bent under and just straightened it out. Nobody, no atheist, no agnostic, no communist, no fascist, nobody will be able to deny what they see with their own eyes. You're going to testify to that which you see and hear. Not what somebody says is in the Bible, but you'll testify to that which you see and you hear. And you have seen the lame walk. You have seen the blind see. You have seen the cancers come out through this building even today. What you talking about? God is here. To manifest the fullness of the Spirit of God. And the temptation is to go back to the security of mother's womb rather than stand on your own feet. So I can't build a church like Jim Jones. I can't feed the hungry. I can't heal the sick. I can't do this. And so you drift back with all the other trespassers. So I like the music. That's a poor excuse, child. I said, that's a poor excuse. I hope tomorrow morning that some of you folk, when you drift back and you set in those churches, I hope you think real good. I want you to look around those poor mothers that are in that church and don't have any home. I want you to look around those children that have not had any place to give them care and comfort. I want you to look at that great big old building that has nothing in it but seats and a new organ. The organ that we play, I bought with my own money 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I carried that organ, bought that organ. We've carried it from Canada to Los Angeles to New York. That same organ still playing because I anointed it with God-given money. I sacrificed to get it, and we don't need a new organ. You don't need a new organ. You know what I'm talking about. All you'll see tomorrow when you go in is just organs and pianos and pews, but no place, my God, no place for the hungry, no place to take care of the strangers. Matthew 25 told you how you could find him. Preacher tells you to get ready for the rapture, and he's going to rupture you, not rapture you. He's literally going to rupture your life. That's what's going to happen to you. You're going to be ruptured in your spiritual life. Because Jesus said, if you want to find me, he said, I am hungry. And you didn't feed me. I'm naked and you didn't clothe me. I'm a stranger and you didn't take me in. I'm sick in prison and you did not come unto me. And those good church trampers will say, when did we see you hungry? And he'll say, well, I was hungry in an old apartment building in Seattle. I was a poor little child in the Appalachian mine country. I was a poor little black child in some ghetto. I was a poor little Indian child on a reservation. I was hungry and you didn't come to me. He said, in that you did it not unto the least of these, you did it not unto me. And he said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You want to find Jesus? That's how you'll find him. Look out and see around you who's hungry. And you better become God to them, just as he was God to those in the Nazareth degree. You'll have to become a savior to those around you. You'll have to feed the hungry and clothe the naked if you want to find your God. That's how you're going to have to find him. God won't be found in these stinking churches, having a form of godliness, denying the power, rich, increased of goods and needing nothing, fine organs and fine chanteries and fine cymbals and fine clarion bells and plush seats, while all over Seattle and every community in Canada and America, there's hungry. 2 out of 3 babies, according to the Washington government, the U.S. government, 2 out of 3 babies going to bed hungry. And we're building a church on every block, and 2 and 3 in every block, and some of them got the same name, and they split over whether you play music in the church or you don't play music in the church. I'll tell you, I don't know what a poor sinner's to do these days. One, they got the true vine Baptist and the only true vine Baptist and the primitive Baptist and the pure Baptist and the American Baptist and the Southern Baptist and the Northern Baptist. Good God Almighty, we don't need any more Baptists. We need Jesus.